We knew that there was this small forest of poplar trees, and we wanted to make sound for them. We knew that there was already sound there. They already make their own sound. So in a way, you didn't need to do anything. You could just go there and listen, and it would sound amazing. But we wanted to try to go a little further. And so we went back to the kind of structure of that sound, the sound of thousands of sounds happening at once, and tried to find a way that we could make that sound ourselves. So we designed a fairly simple, easily built sound system, which is these kind of all-weather speakers that are on these really light, wiry tripods that you can very carefully and easily place in the forest. And we made 50 of them, and we placed them in and around the poplar forest. And they were all wired up to different kind of control box that had a sound player in it and some amplifiers. And we made sound for this field of small speakers that we had made. We listened to the poplar trees, but we didn't want to copy it or necessarily add to it, to that particular sound. We wanted to create almost a contrast to it, like the way that you would kind of play along with a different, you know, a different musician, or you would improvise along. So we used a very electronic kind of mix of sounds, but always using the idea of small, almost granular sound events and kind of building up bigger masses, the way that when wind passes through the trees, it can start small and then build up to a roar and then die out. So using those as kind of compositional structures, we made our own sounds. But kind of the last piece of the puzzle was we weren't really happy with just playing back sound like you would in, you know, a Muzak system or something into a forest all day long. That just didn't seem right. So we wanted to add in some way that we could kind of communicate with the sound of the trees or have a conversation back and forth. So we added in a wind sensor, an anemometer, which would spin when the wind picked up and change the way our sounds were played back and how they were distributed amongst the 50 speakers. So when the wind would pick up, then the trees would begin to make their sounds, and then our sounds would come in and would move around as well. By doing that kind of mix of kind of a sound bank mass of possibilities, but then plugging it into a kind of a sensor-controlled way of making it all happen, I felt like we got close to a way that you could make sound for landscape that made sense.